Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Have the Rangers pregame coming up at 3:30 or so right here on your home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Do have some Cowboys news to pass along. We already did talk about Dalvin Cook in the opening segment. Brian thinks a little bit quicker, maybe a little bit more juice than what Zeke has.
Just a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Just a little bit similar guy. Just a little bit quicker.
Another, good player to have, but I think most people are skeptical that he has the ability to turn back the clock.
Yeah.
But maybe a couple of good games, would not be too much to ask for from Dalvin Cook, as you'll probably try to get this done by committee throughout the season. But, Brian, we have a practice squad that's been announced here for your Dallas Cowboys. What are the notable names and takeaways
from this? Yeah, the one, you lost Justin Rogers, the defensive tackle from Auburn, who was a 7th-round pick, who I thought had a pretty good camp for you. And when you start to talk about the power, the range, those things, I mean, he looked better than your 1st-round pick, Mozzie Smith, the way he played. The days I watched him in camp, the games I studied, I felt like that Justin Rogers is a guy that I was kind of hoping he would come back and maybe they'd find a way, but you added a lot of pieces there. So he's with the Bengals. But with the Cowboys, you got Josh Ball, Josh Butler, Jalen Cropper, Malik Davis, Denzel Daxton, Princeton Fant, Keeman Hall, Kelvin Harmon, Darius Harris. And I want to talk about Darius Harris real quick. He's the linebacker you got that was with Kansas City that played special teams. This could be a guy that I feel like that they might do those. They have the opportunity to bring him up for games to play. Veteran guy, 3 games, three opportunities. But if you want to activate him for the 4th, you got to make a roster move.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on Darius Harris, the linebacker. They really, really like him. Okay. Emani Johnson, the safety. Carl Lawson, we've talked about before. Brock Mogensen, the linebacker. Dakota Shipley, the center guard combo. And then Nick Vigil, the linebacker, is another one. I think him and Harris were the two guys that they might do some special team stuff with, and gives them a little bit of depth. If you have some issues with your linebacker crew, those are two pretty decent guys to have on those practice squad to kind of help you get through that.
Well, thank you, sir, for that practice squad report. We got this thing surrounded Cowboys fans, and we're excited about what this team could become in the future, and to see how close they are to last year's version, maybe even a little bit better than last year's version if they get breaks in the right department. Okay, ESPN is doing preseason NFL predictions, and they take Micah Parsons to lead the NFL in sacks in 2024. Would you bet that, Chief? Would you pick, out of all the pass rushers in the NFL, Micah Parsons to lead the NFL?
Well, I mean, he hasn't proven that he can get over that. I mean, if you're leading the league in sacks, you're getting to at least the 15 number, and that would be something he hasn't been able to do yet. do you feel like in this new defense, he's even more unleashed and being set up for success even more so than he was with Dan Quinn? I would say yes. I think Mike Zimmer, like objective number one for him as it pertains to Micah Parsons, is move him around and make him to where you can't account for him. And certainly on the times that they do, then other guys will find success, and that'll be great for the team defense. But I do think Micah Parsons is... he's going to be in store for his most sacks. So I think it's definitely on the table.
Can we follow up on that? I mean, obviously Dan Quinn was known for his aggression and getting to the quarterbacks. And, you know, I wonder if Micah is going to be easier to focus on for defenses with lack of quality pass rushers. But the point that you bring up is interesting. Brian, where are you with this? Is Mike Zimmer going to be better for Micah's sack totals than Dan Quinn?
I think he is going to help him. The thing that I worry about is we've seen Micah Parsons get to a point in time in the season and then he gets wore out.
Yeah. Right.
And then he doesn't have the ability. And I was kind of looking at the end of the season schedule, because they're going to really have to lean on him. If they, you know, we saw in this summer that the pass rush wasn't great,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to have to be Mike. It's going to have to be Tank. They might have to bring some blitzes and stuff.
Oh, they'll be bringing a lot of blitzes.
But I just kind of wonder, is there going to be a stretch where Micah just gets wore out? You mentioned those games, Detroit, San Francisco, those types of teams that will focus on him. It's going to be all about, I would say, probably not going to lead the league, because I do worry about his availability. He will play, but I wonder how beat up he's going to be the final month of the season, where he's going to need to push that thing through.
Yeah, the endurance to make it to the end of the season, or the durability. I'm not sure what it is, but I feel like he's had like 5 sacks through 3 games a couple of times, and then he ends up with under 15. Last year it was TJ Watt with 19, Trey Hendrickson and Josh Allen with 17.5. Khalil Mack, who's kind of a forgotten man with the Chargers, had 17.
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter at 16.5. Miles Garrett was tied with Micah Parsons at 14.
I'm willing to bet that he's going to lead the league in podcast collaborations this year. How about that one?
Yes, and you know, viral moments.
If you look at talking about teammates. Exactly. Yeah. If you look at what goes on for him, say
most hours broadcasted this season.
He's running that thing right now, isn't he? The content guy.
Yeah,
he's the president or the commissioner of that thing.
He's the manager. Yeah, managing editor or whatever.
I look at November 24th on the Commanders are on the schedule. The Giants are on the schedule 4 days later. The Bengals. Yeah, we'll see with that. But they got the Panthers, the Buccaneers, Eagles, and then Commanders again. And then, we'll kind of see how that plays
out.
Good,
those are good teams to feast on.
Yeah, if he's going to have the ability. Now, he played against the Giants last year. This is where we got in a little bit of trouble. Backup offensive tackle held him off the stat sheet last year. You know, remember at that game, here the one that was played in Arlington, and you're thinking like, damn, you've got to take advantage of a guy that's not, you know, the normal starter, and he was held off the stat sheet. You know, he can't have those types of games against inferior competition if he's going to lead the league.
I do think he's got as good a chance as he's had in his career to do it, though, with this scheme, and like, he's really entering his prime. You know what I mean? Like, he was just scratching the surface these last 2 years. No, he does get wore down, so that's going to be a huge thing. But he's also alleged that he's put a bunch of focus into preventing that, and we'll see.
Hopefully so.
We'll see if the proof's there.
When you talk about having a good defense or a great defense being top five, what we feel like we need this Cowboys team to do if it's going to be better than last year, you know, what is that number? Is it? It's 50 sacks last year to get into the top five as a team. You figure, let's give Micah 15. Let's give Tank like 6. Maybe Osa has 4. You're at 25. You get, what, 3 or 4 from Nealon?
If Nealon could come with 4 or 5, that would
be
huge.
Can you get another 15 or 20 sacks to have 45 or 50?
Well, the one thing that you're going to get from Mike Zimmer is you're going to get slot blitzes, corner blitzes. You might get some secondary guys. We've seen Bell blitz during
Wilson.
Practice. He's willing to walk a guy up in there and time it to make that happen. So if he could find a way to get another 4 or 5 sacks from one of his safeties or his corner or his slot corner, then, yeah, I think that's where you're going to get your numbers.
Okay, you get your numbers together and jump on for the Sandlot Children's Charity Happy Hour. It's taking place tomorrow. It's going to kick off this year's Swinging for a Cause event. You can get all the details at Jared Sandler on X. There's going to be an auction going. You don't have to be present to win. You can bid on some incredible items. at Jared Sandler on X. And Sands is with us next to preview the pregame show here next on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. We have Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. They're going to play two of them this afternoon and evening. Here on your home of the champs against the White Sox. Probably get a couple of dubs. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Of course, it's presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Jared's Ranger Preview, presented by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Jared. How you doing?
What's up?
Man, I see you rocking that Sandlot Children's Charities hat. Salute to you for all that great work that you do.
Thanks, man. I appreciate all y'all's support. Heard you mention the happy hour tomorrow. It's free. Pickleball, food, drinks. Preston Playhouse right off LBJ in Preston. So easy location to get to. We got a little mini auction. And we'll have some cool announcements about what's going on with Sandlot. And yeah,
what time is it?
5:30 starts at 5:30. Okay. I mean, I guess technically 5:30 to 7:30, but come and go as you'd like. And I'm sure if people are rocking out on the courts at 7:30, they're not going to just like kick you out.
And the great thing there, of course, no threats of a rain delay.
That's right. And you can't have the White Sox screw things up for you.
Wow. That was
I
weird.
Don't think.
Yeah. Probably not.
What? Yeah.
I guess they could.
I thought it was interesting last night. Sorry.
No, you got it. Go.
I thought it was an interesting question. You had. Did Hixie do comedy?
Yeah. So he went to the Laugh Factory in Chicago.
Okay.
And he was in the crowd, and I guess, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you guys are like when they solicit for like crowd participation.
He jumped up?
Sometimes. I think
I thought
it was
they
like
usually
a general
put the spotlight on you, don't they? Like, and let's go with this guy.
Yeah. So I don't know, but he asked, I guess whoever was doing the show asked, is anyone in from out of town? Well, I don't know.
I would not raise my hand.
Yeah, depending on the situation, if I was in a group of, like, with buddies or whatever, maybe I'd raise my hand.
He was solo. By himself.
So he raised his hand, and, you know, Matt loves that stuff, though. I guess the guy found it to be really interesting that he was a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually at the end, he called him up. He's like, oh, we got to have this guy, whatever.
Close the show.
So I'm trying to get a hold of the Laugh Factory in Chicago to get footage of it.
Right.
But they haven't gotten back to me yet.
Okay.
Wow. So did he go up there and like did he do a set? Like, was he cracking jokes?
He
or?
Closed the show. Listening to his story, it's
that's
like they,
so great,
they asked him, like, he's like, okay, well, hey, thanks for joining us. And everybody clapped, he said.
Yeah, I don't think he, so he closed the show. I don't think he went on there for like 10 minutes. I think it was like a very quick.
Yeah.
Matt claims that people laughed at his jokes. I'm not sure.
He's got that great soup kitchen joke.
What's that?
He has jokes ready to go.
I don't know that he has jokes as much as he has stories.
Nice. Mm.
But I don't know how much time they allotted for it. I don't know.
That's a man packed with punchlines.
Yeah. Well, I love hanging out with Matt Hicks and hearing his stories and his jokes.
Figured out I was
even
drunk.
Even if Brian's over talking him.
Yeah. Oh, I was way over talking him. He didn't realize how drunk I was.
When was this? I remember because you were really apologetic.
Spring training.
I was very apologetic. He looked at me and we were the next day broadcasted. He goes, "You were that drunk?" And I'm like, "Couldn't you tell?" And he's like, "No, you do a pretty good job of being
a
drunk."
Keeping it together.
I was. Yeah. That was
a bad sign, bro.
That was the day we were playing the Dodgers, and me and Chief we snuck a bottle into the Tito's.
Spring training.
Yeah, we were mixing game day drinks.
Is this before or after you made it known that you own the couch in the clubhouse?
This was after.
Way after.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're already feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, I was.
Multiple suspendable offenses that trip.
Yeah.
But
the Rangers recovered. Won the World Series that year. They're not going to do it this year. And I don't think, did you sit on the couch this spring? I forget.
I did.
But it was not very quick.
It was not the way it needed to be.
Yeah.
Because
you didn't do it right. So is it fair?
Yeah, you can point the finger at me and then I'll point it where it's supposed to go, which is somewhere else.
Yeah.
What are we hoping to see from Jack Leiter tonight? 7 o'clock, he'll be towing the rubber.
Yeah, so I want to say this now before he either throws a perfect game or doesn't get a single out or anything in between. Jack Leiter's had a successful season. Yeah. I don't care what happens this next month, save for like health. That would suck. He went from having a bad 2023 in Double A to having a really good 2024 in Triple A. Obviously, you want good results this final month, but if he struggles a little bit or if there's still acclimation that needs to take place, that is okay. Like, he has taken a big step forward this year. It'd be one thing if he was repeating AAA, but that's not the case. And so I'm excited to see him get, you know, 4 or 5 starts, whatever it might be. I think the success has been what he's done advancing from AA through AAA this year.
Jared, you've kind of talked about the things with the maybe the roster letting go of some players. I know you've brought that up a couple of times. Is there a point in time when you know that will happen?
Some of the roster changes. So, you know, September 1st is an easy one because you expand the roster, but you only expand it by 2 now. It's not, you can't use all 40.
Right.
But yeah, I think around that time probably. And I do think, and I think CY mentioned it with you guys on Monday. I think they also want to be respectful of the fact they're going to be playing some meaningful games for other teams. Right.
Sure.
And so, you know, I just don't think that they want to totally blow things up. I mean, there are a bunch of guys they could DFA or place on waivers. I don't get the sense they're going to do that. They also don't gain the financial benefit of losing or dropping a threshold in the tax bracket by doing it to the peak degree of what's realistic. But yeah, I think you might see a guy like Emiliano Teodo come up in September. I mean, you're going to see Jack Leiter, and you might see more of Ezekiel Duran in the starting lineup. You know, things like that. I think maybe Josh Smith plays a little outfield just to see what that looks like. Wyatt Langford more in center. I think you'll start to see some of that stuff starting when this team returns home.
Perhaps DeGrom as well.
Really nice outing yesterday. 2 perfect innings, 24 pitches, went to the bullpen, threw a little bit more. Velocity was there. The command was there. I think, you know, they're still deciding. I guess in theory, he could come up for his next turn and pitch against the Yankees, or they could have him go one more in the minors and then come up for that Angels series. I know Evan Grant tweeted that last night. So I think we're going to see Jacob DeGrom sooner rather than later.
Will that be an energized ballpark when he makes
it? I hope so. I mean, he's on a short list of pitchers who I think people around the league would buy a ticket to see. And that's a part of the problem with where starting pitching has gone and the way, you know, strategically things have played out there. But, you know, Paul Skenes, Shohei Ohtani, when he's healthy, Jacob DeGrom, those are guys you want to see. And I hope that there is a little bit of energy when he's on the mound.
How good can he be coming off this injury next year?
If he's healthy, I mean, he's Jacob DeGrom. There's no reason why he couldn't go and win a Cy Young next year. I think health's the only question, but he's going to be fresh off of Tommy John, fresh UCL, should be good to go.
I'm ready for spring training already, boys.
Yeah, here you go.
It's your favorite time of the year.
Just get us to the hot stove, and we'll be a hop, skip, and a jump there from watching Rangers dominance resume. This took a year off, unfortunately. Too many injuries. Okay, thanks to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Look at that, 90 minutes of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Carter Freeman, thanks to coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Eric Chia, follow as well. Zach Wolchuk is on vacation doing the dad vacation thing. And, of course, for Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow after the Rangers game, about 4 o'clock or so, we'll be at Shell Shack. You're going home with the Nation, Eddies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.